morning to each and every one of you. And welcome to Holy Place Ministry Christian Center right here in Clifton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you brothers and sisters. Praise God. We're excited. Praise the Lord. We want to give you a message today. In fact, amen. Hallelujah. Guys, let's have this letter. This real Mother's Day. God bless you. We want to honor you and thank you for everything you've done to be a mother to all the children that have been because of you. And we're going to give you all the Mother's Day gift from God. Congratulations to our newlyweds. I'm very blessed. Well, we had a great service for your wedding yesterday evening. And I'm telling you, families were blessed with people like that. And I want to thank everybody here in the church who helped us really with service for all the volunteers that came and all the cooking that was done and the service for throughout the day. I'm telling you, the families were blessed. We're just excited about what God is doing and He's adding to us each day. I think one of the most exciting announcements we have coming up is that next Saturday we have the men's fellowship breakfast. Amen. And also, I want to remind you to everyone of you that this week I was out praying and praying. And I want to encourage you, you know, some of you may not know, especially if you're visiting today, that we are probably only going to be here another 5 to 6 months because God has graciously, by His sovereign grace and ability, blessed us to be able to meet some people in some remote parts. We have to wait for that day. We are already into the building. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is a good and amazing God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah, at least they helped me. Yeah, they helped me before the wedding began to build. God is this man. And you just have to be an embarrassed pastor that mispronounces it about 10 times for the wedding. Hallelujah. I just think that they say, Lord, I'm not even annoyed if you do anything to do that. I'm with you. Okay, we're going to take up the offering right now. We're just going to, I just want to share this with you because since we are building the new building, we have a place to stay for now. And God has already done for us to get in this building. And so we have been believing from the beginning of this program that God has helped us build our building debt free. And I just want to share with you that in the book of Exodus, chapter 36, verse 2, it says, they received of Moses all the oxen which the children of Israel had brought for the work of service of the sanctuary to make it the fire. And they brought their oxen, 3 oxen to every one of all the wise men that brought all the work of the sanctuary to every man from his work which they did. And they spoke unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than money for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to them. And Moses gave to them, and they caused to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary, so the people were stayed, were restrained in bringing. For the stuff that had it was sufficient for all the work to make it. You know, it's amazing because I will tell you that when God gives us the opportunity to deal with some of the He's doing that for our benefit. He's doing it because God wants to bring blessing upon your household and upon you as individuals. The Bible says that the Lord says in His Word that there were people who had holes in their pocket. And no matter how they say, fall back and fall apart from me. But the Lord said, it is because I want you to be a man and not just honest and a king. And I want you to know that God receives your faithfulness and receives what you do in this natural world so that you can come yourself to every situation. And I just want to remind you that we're believing God that when we build our new building, that this place is going to be a place for giving that people are going to be even those who need that. We are going to be able to have people, sisters, relatives, and daughters that we are using at our faith for a friend that need to be saved and need to make room for them. And so as we just consider the fact that not only have we been blessed here, we thank God for what He's done, but I also thank God that He has us an eternity to be with Him. I will tell you that people are looking forward to what you've done and to what you will do. And I just want to tell you today that as we bring our offerings to God's house, we are going to see that other people join with us, and it's going to be more than enough. You know, this week, I received several calls from people that are not even close to me, never lived here, they've never even worked with them, and they've never even been a Christian, and they met with me, and I thought that they want me, you know, to do some work because I do business consulting here. At the church, and so I was going to meet with them. And I said, okay, guys, what are you going to be talking about? And they said, well, my work stuff. I said, what do you want? They said, bring us. Somehow they saw the video or something. They said, bring us. I don't know. But I said, I don't know. I can't say anything to you. But I'm just going to do it. But they said, bring us some of your visions because we want to be a part and we want to see what's going on and we want to say, so I'm telling you that you are touching far more lives than you know every day that you need from them. So we're just going to be thankful for what the Lord has done. We're just going to take this time to say a few words to Him and be thankful for what He's doing in our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings unto the house, and Lord, as we
praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, I want to talk to you today about God being involved in our lives. And that we just going to tell you that I don't know how much that this will sound like a mother's witness, but it is our mother's witness. And I want to tell you that, first of all, God has an expectation for your life. And I want to start this morning by saying something to you. I just want to speak to you for this morning. And I'm sure you guys all know me by now, but I'm pretty straightforward with you because I love you. But the Bible, I wanted to say something to you because I just want to make some statements for you for us to begin. And I want to tell you that a word of faith, a word that God gives you, a hope that God gives you, that goes unspoken, is a weapon of grace. It's an arrow in itself, and it's a shield not put up in your life for you, for your spouse, for your children, for your family, for your friends, and for all of those that God brings you into the relationship. You know, as we get ready to listen to the Bible, I want us to understand something that when we read the Bible and we read about the people who have lived before us, there is not a declaration that those things just happen for them and not for us. It's a revelation of God's intention to be involved in your life. I want each and every one of us to know that God supernaturally looks into every generation. And when He releases your life, when He releases you through your mother's womb to be alive and on this earth today, God releases you with the divine revelation He has of your life and your life to impact the world for Him and for the kingdom of God. And I want to speak to you today because the words that you don't speak, the prayers that you don't pray, and the faith that you don't raise to this morning, they are weapons of victory, they're weapons of power, they're weapons of authority that God intended for you to release so that you could be saved, your family could be saved, your future could be saved, and the generations to come will be touched by a faith that needs something for them to live out of. I want each and every one of us to know that when we read the Bible, it is a declaration of the fact that within every generation that's been upon this earth, that there is a people that God could look to, there is a people that God cares about, and there is a people that was willing to live for Him no matter what anybody else said. I'm telling you that when the Lord speaks about us as Christians today, God is not looking for us to make the word relevant to today's standard. God is not looking for us to change the word of God so that everybody can be comfortable with what we say and what we do. God is looking for us to understand that He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And the release of His word must be in our lives today, just like it was in the generations before, so that we can not only live this life, but lay a foundation for the future. Listen, I want you to know something, that every generation has only been changed and brought to where they could be because there were people that gave their heart to Jesus and changed and made way to live God's will in the middle of the Jesus world. Listen, there's a thousand different voices out there, and there's a thousand different opportunities for people to choose that they're going to live for God or they're not. There's a thousand opportunities for people to say, I'm going to or I'm not. And I'm telling you that God is looking upon the face of this earth and the Bible actually says that God looks for a man or a woman who would stand in the hedge and look at the gap and choose to live for Him even if nobody else does. When I speak to you today, I'm not speaking about any word that would be released. I'm speaking about your opportunity to make sure that in your life, there's not a word of faith that does not go out, that you and your life would release the weapons of God's warfare, and that your life would be filled with the shield and the armor of God's goodness to help you and your family and those who you have a right to touch by God's hand. Can I get to you this morning?
I want to tell you that with this word, we will always find people that have the truth in you. We will always find people that have hope and brokenness and disappointment right in the middle of circumstances, and they have to make a choice that no matter how difficult it was at that moment, they were going to give up on their faith, and they weren't going to give up on God. There is a young man by the name of Joshua. He had a great leader. His name was Moses. And Joshua was all given at the place of God. Joshua was believing that Moses was going to be given to the promised land. He saw many different miracles happen. But guess what? Moses died before they got there. And I want you to know that sometimes in life, we have disappointments in life that happens to people that happen to us that we never expected to happen. And I want you to know that disappointment and hardship is not a conviction against you that you're not well, that God's not with you, and that you can't rise up and live life and be successful and be blessed. In fact, humanity has always been filled with moments of brokenness and hardship. Some of it brought on by ourselves, some of it brought into our lives by other people. But what's powerful about all of that is God still says that if you make a decision to come for you, he can fix you. See, I want to remind you that I will remember that with you because you won't stop. We have to do this Christ to come into your life, and the Lord will save you from life. And guess what? He didn't just fix us for that moment. Didn't just fix us for that moment of brokenness when we said, Lord, I can't be sure. I've done this for my own life and my own life. But today, God, I want to show my heart. And the minute we ask the Lord to be saved, he didn't just fix us for that moment. No, he opened that time for us in that moment. It was a time of change, and if we don't want to know that, if we stand and see that, and if we don't pick up, and if we don't pray about that, God, God will stop those people last for our lifetime and more. And I want you to know that when God releases something in this moment, and when we see something happening in the lives of others, it's not for us to just look and be glad that they have a home. It's not time for us to just look and thank God for what they were able to do. It is meant for us to look, for us to grow, for us to learn, and for us to determine what we're going to do in our lives. I want to read this just a minute because I didn't get to it last week. In the book of Joshua, in the book of Joshua chapter 3, we were talking about how the people had to cross over the Jordan to get to the promised land. And we're going to come back to that in just a moment, but I want you to know something. But it says here in the book of Joshua chapter 3, verse 14, it came to pass when the people were moved from their tents to cross over the Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as they that bear the ark of the covenant up were covered with wood, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, so Jordan overflowed all his banks, all the territories. But the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city of heaven. That is beside Jericho. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground to kill all the people. What I want to talk to you about this morning is this. But you know what? The reason why it's important for us to speak and make sure that we are ready to come in faith is because God wants you to understand this. The historical, documented failures that you have seen in other lives, that you have seen around yourself, the things truth that sometimes we see all the things that we see about humanity. We get discouraged, even the brokenness that we can see in your own life. The historical failures and all these things that people have gone through, even people you never know. I want to know that that is all from that influence of what your future is. I want you to know that just because these people went out of the wilderness and crossed the Red Sea and were standing at the border, I want you to know that just because it could never happen for any other recorded human history, didn't mean it couldn't happen for them. And right now, I want each and every one of us Christians to stop looking at our lives and the difficulties that have happened to us or others we love, and I want it to stop paralyzing us and paralyzing our faith to believe in Jesus, so that situation has to be a part of our future and cannot be changed. I want each and every one of us to understand that just because we have seen evidence with our own eyes of something falling apart for us or falling apart for someone else, that is not a prophetic word to your life. But I will tell you what is a prophetic word to your life. The prophetic word to your life is that with God, all things are possible. That with God, nothing is impossible. And that with God, everything can be changed. I want you to know that I know people myself personally who were so bound up in alcohol that they could get up in the morning and eat eggs, they had to drink alcohol, or they would start throwing up. Well, I want you to know that I saw that man get saved, and I saw that man get changed, and he lived the rest of his life longer alive without alcohol than he did with alcohol. And it is time for us to stop framing people in the failures of humanity without God and start having an expectation that we who are believed and called of God with faith can speak words that can break death off of our lives. They were just written in the last few years. So you think of all the things that earth has been, and all the songs that have ever been written, there's some songs that have written when you came to them that have only been released by God in the last couple of years. And here's what I'm telling you. See, sometimes we have to say the Bible is passed away in the Bible. Pastor, I have seen disappointment. I have seen
in the spirit. I have seen things that I can pray about from the Lord that they were met with such difficulty that in some ways I even got to admit that I gave up. And I want to tell you something, that there's something important that we miss out of this story, and that is that when they crossed Jordan, guess what? It says that they crossed the Jordan right next to Jericho. And if you don't know the story, Jericho was the next place of battle that these people had to overtake and overcome to fulfill God's destiny. See, I want you to know that Jesus Christians will have a situation where once they get saved, life doesn't get easier, it gets a little rougher. Once we get saved, we start brushing up against things that we have to face that are not right, that we have to fix. And what I want you to know is that it's time for Christians to quit thinking that just because they ran into a hardship and they ran into a bad moment, that God doesn't love them or God's not with them. No, God has equipped you to overcome the hurdles that are going to come in this life. The Bible says that you're more than a conqueror. The Bible says that in all things God will give you the victory. It doesn't say that you get to have it like something so bad and you get to go down to Jesus Street. No, I want Christians to start taking a different look at themselves and understand that you are no longer weak, you're strong. You are no longer small in the box, and you're no longer on your own, and you're no longer out here just trying to build your true life with no hope. I want you to understand that the very fact that you have even opened up your heart toward God lets you know that you are among the strongest, the most powerful, and the most able people on the face of the earth. God didn't give you a spouse so that you could tell your life doesn't say my life is over. God is a good remembering that he gave you a spouse so that you guys could build each other, strengthen each other, praise the Lord and let him know that he's strong and mighty. And God would give you the strength to be a covenant that makes you tell you the stories to yourself. And I'll tell you more. God didn't make you a covenant too, so you could be ashamed of a broken and disappointed. Cause you to get out of your comfort zone in a certain place, and before you know it, you'll be stronger at work, stronger at home, stronger at the job, and stronger in life, because you took the time to be with God. Somebody say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I want us, each and every one of us, to understand that life is going to be filled with difficulty and suffering. I want you to know something, that God did not I want to just share a couple things with you out of the Bible that is good for us to see. And we're going to look at Joseph, and we're going to look at Mary, because everybody knows who Joseph and Mary is in the Bible. They are the parents of Jesus, the Lord and Savior. And I want to have the first look in the book of Matthew at Joseph and his dream and what happened with him. And remember, I said to each one of us to start today that a word of faith in your life might start. A direction of God in your life might take you.
you should have money to do. This is the Bible says that when we speak the word, it's a sword of power. When we speak the word, it becomes a shield and protection. When we speak the word, it becomes a shield and salvation. I want you to know something, that God has equipped you for every battle. I want you to know that you're going to have to speak the word of God. You're going to have to share that word of faith. You're going to have to hear from God of these circumstances that look like there's no way there, God. And you're going to have to say in the middle of this, I'm going to use my faith and stand on the word of God. Joseph was faced with a difficult situation. I want you to know that everything wasn't easy for Joseph, normally, because at the time, Joseph was being told that this young lady was pregnant and by Joseph, some other way, not by God, some other way, and she was thinking about having her. And the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 13, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, in other words, it was soon approaching. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to take her away privately. In other words, Joseph was so compassionate toward Mary that he was going to hide her because everybody was so frustrated about how he was saved, but he was pregnant. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. I want you to know something. When we hear a word of God, are we strong enough to be like Joseph and stand up for that word, no matter how crazy we look? I want to ask you today, as a Christian, when the Lord fills you with the Holy Ghost, or when the Lord saves you, or when you quit drinking, or when you quit doing the things that God protects you to do, are you willing to look at that crowd that always thought you were going to be the alcoholic and say, I don't do that anymore because it doesn't make sense, but Jesus just changed my life and changed my heart. I want you to know that Joseph had to be a young man that even though his best friends around him were saying, you can't marry her, she's already pregnant, this is wrong. Joseph had to say, hey, listen, I believe what God said and I'm going to go with what God has told me. I want you to know something, that you are going to have to be bold enough to let the faith that comes into your heart by God come out of you, and don't be afraid of it. You don't need to have a baby. 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 That's just the way it is. Don't you know that people suffer this all the time, and people go through this all the time, and this is just how it is. And you're going to have to say, this might be how a scientist says this, this might be how a doctor says this, but for me, the Bible says that he healed my sicknesses and redeemed me from all of my sins, and therefore, even if this disease looks like it's the last of the last, for me, there's a way out. It is time for us to be bold enough to be sisters, to recognize that the prophetic words around us, that the fourth grade failure, sickness and disease, and all of these things that scare people, all of those things have nothing to do with you. Why? Because you have made a decision to let God be your God, and therefore nothing is impossible for you. Your prophetic word is that God will help you. Your prophetic word is that when you get to the end of your sin, and when you get to the end of your wisdom, it's time for you to stop because it's the beginning of God's plan. I want you to know that while Joseph was making his speech, Mary was making her speech. And we're going to look real quick at Luke chapter 1, verse 17. That's what we're going to look at. Luke chapter 1, verse 3, we're going to see Mary's perspective of the supernatural moment. And the angel said, this is Luke 1, verse 3, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Christians, I'm telling you right now today, fear not, you have found favor with God. Fear not, every one of you needs to know that God sees you, knows who you are, and God will help you in the middle of circumstances within your life, especially those that are too big for you. Listen, God's not looking at any of us and talking about our failure. God's not looking at any of us and thinking it's over. God's not looking at any of us and declaring it's too late. God is not looking at any of us and saying it is impossible and it will not happen for you. God is standing there saying, listen, I'm here with you and nothing is impossible with me. It is impossible with men. Men have failed you. Men may tell you something. Men may limit you, but when it comes to me, I will restore the years that even the devil has stolen from you. For your shame, I will give you double. I will make time lost come back to you. The Lord is serious about his willingness to help all men. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and as his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know thy name? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that Holy Spirit shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also conceived the Son of her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed from her. How many of you believe a strong man that when you hear the reports of man, you're overwhelmed with the fear of the Son of God? The Lord was telling Mary's son because he said, there she was touching Elizabeth. It's been a while so long, and everybody kept to pour out on your lives. Listen.